Welcome into another episode of Mid-Michigan Matters. And now, here's your host, Chris Bachman.
Chris Bachman hanging out Mid-Michigan Matters. I've got Luke Sawyer here with me, and Chief Sawyer, Shepherd Police Department, and millage failure, still big news in the Mid-Michigan area right now, and you're somebody that, you know, very important to talk to about this, and you've got blessing from Sheriff Main as well.
Yes, that's correct.
We'll catch up with him sometime soon, too, but, you know, the millage failure seems like it's got a really big impact on the Sheriff Department, and you guys have a meeting coming up Tuesday, April 5th, and we'll talk about that some more, but first of all, you know, what is impacted right now for you guys, or is it anything, or is that budget year not started yet?
No, it hasn't impacted anything directly right now, but obviously you don't want to wait until these individuals potentially get laid off and then think, oh, what's our plan? So, you know, we're already thinking about those kind of things. You know, I mean, the Sheriff's Department responds to 17,000 plus calls for service per year. So 17,000 is just, it's crazy. That's more calls than any of the departments in our county respond to, maybe a couple combined. And to think, where are we going to you know, plug that dam with for 17,000 calls, because the calls are still going to come regardless. Actually, they'll probably increase because we're all smart enough people to know that evil doesn't know that a millage passed or not. Yep. However, people that want to hurt you, steal from you, take from you, are going to hear that as well and know that there's less police out there. And that's not a scare tactic at all. That's reality. I think we need to get away from that term scare tactic. I think they're just trying to scare us. Well, all you have to do is turn on the news, walk outside, and think that this isn't 1985 anymore. We you know, things have changed. I remember growing up as a young boy in Blanchard, and, you know, we had a screen door during the summer. I mean, air conditioning was for rich people. We didn't have air conditioning. We had windows and doors, and we would leave the screen door open, and somebody easily could have just ripped that screen and walked into our house, and that wasn't a reality. But ask somebody if they would do that right now in Isabella County, Gratiot County, Clare County, or any county around, you'd say, heavens no, I wouldn't do that. That would just be stupid.
Yeah, and I might do it, but I've got a, you know, 70-pound ridgeback that's, you know, blocking the door, anybody trying to sure. come in. And yeah, I said, I'm not here, you know, Mid-Michigan Matters to talk about what matters in Mid-Michigan. Absolutely. So again, we're not trying to scare anybody. We're just kind of talking some facts here, you know what I mean, what's going to be going on. And again, you're somebody that's very important to talk to. 17,000 calls. For example, Shepherd Police. How much help do you guys get from the Sheriff Department here?
We actually get a ton. So we're not a 24-hour department, so we don't have an officer on 24 hours a day. And so when something happens, it's either going to be a sheriff's deputy, a state trooper, and sometimes we do have officers come down from the tribal PD to help. But typically, it's the Sheriff's Department or MSP. And that concerns me about what might happen. In addition, we typically will have them come down as backup for calls involving somebody that might be going through a mental health crisis or somebody that could potentially be violent, things like that. So just from a backup standpoint alone, that's a concern for me. In addition, part of our coverage area, Coe Township, we have basically from our South County line all the way up past almost to Somerton Road on the highway. And so if you've ever been out on the highway when there's a crash and people are still zipping past you at 75, 80, 85 miles per hour, it's not a real fun place to be, especially if the roads are slippery. So oftentimes the Sheriff's Department will come down and they will assist us by just putting a car maybe a quarter of a mile, you know, behind us or in front of us to give some extra lights. And so that will be gone as well. You know, I would like for some people sometimes to be just standing on the side of the highway and see how fast cars go past you when you're out there just doing your job and think, wow, maybe I should slow down a little bit. So that's a concern for us as well.
Bless my brother's heart. He's one of those few guys that he's got the jack and the vroom, vroom, vroom impact or whatever. He'll actually pull over and help people because he knows how scary it is on the side of the road. We're trying to change the tire with the car jack and all that stuff. And again, I'm going to say this a couple times. We're not trying to put any scares in anybody. Like you said, I like how we got to get away from scare tactics or whatever, because police prevent the scare is what I'm going to say. And so that's, you know,
maybe it's one of those things where we become a society where scare tactics is kind of a cop out phrase, you know.
I think we've got a lot of those these days.
Well, and you and I were chatting before we even started about things that, you know, sometimes we just need to talk. We just need to sit down and just over a cup of coffee or a beverage of your choice and just have conversation. And maybe we realize that we're a little bit more alike than we are different. And maybe if we did that, that would be a start.
Yeah. And so next Tuesday, April 5th, and if anybody's listening to this later, we're hopefully going to catch up with Sheriff Maine and kind of talk about it. Talk about what you guys are doing at the Isabella Commission on Aging.
Well, so they have a work session beginning at 5 p.m., and the goal is to have as many police officers and community members there to encourage the Board of Commissioners to consider putting a specific law enforcement millage on the ballot, whether that's in August or whether that's in November. I have my own feelings on which one probably will work better. But I think that, again, if they serve us, and we need to be able to communicate to them our concerns. Now, again, I don't believe for one second that any one of those commissioners is just sitting there going, wow, this is awesome. We can cut, you know, the police. I don't think that at all. I've heard them say that many times, and I just don't think that that's anywhere in their mindset at all. I think they have a very tough job to do, but I also think that there's other things that maybe on a priority list of life, I would put public safety up at the very top over some other things that are great things, and I'm not saying that they aren't, but I would prioritize public safety over just about everything overall.
And again, this, I'm just going to throw out a little bit of my opinion here. And again, we don't want to create that nasty conversation. You and I want to spread love. That's all you and I want to do. But for example, I can clean up after myself at the county park, but I can't pull over a reckless drunk driver. You know what I mean? So like that's the kind of things that I think about when, you know, I start to see, you know, the conversation with the cuts. And again, the sheriff's department isn't going away by any means, but you guys are losing some of that critical, I think, backup is the best word you use there. When you handle 17,000 calls, it takes a whole lot of bodies to handle those calls, and you need everyone on deck.
Absolutely, and based on what I have seen and been told, is that if they decide to eliminate the entire road patrol on September 30th, 2024, the only two employees at the sheriff's office, other than the jail staff, because the jail is constitutionally required, so that's an essential service that they can't get rid of. The only two employees or that are certified police officers will be Sheriff Maine and Under Sheriff Burns. That'll be those two, and probably some records clerks, and it'll be the jail staff. That'll be it. So in essence, kind of counter to what you said, the sheriff's department will be gone.
And this is why I want to have that conversation. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The reason why I ended up here in Shepherd eight or so years ago was that I was working at the Montcalm County Sheriff's Office. Something very similar happened, and they ended up laying off a good portion of their road staff due to financial issues. And my understanding is when I left, we were fully staffed. My understanding is there's still six or seven openings there, and this has been 8 years since then. So if people think, hey, you know what, we didn't vote for it now, and some money will magically appear in a couple years and we'll be right back to normal. No, that's not going to happen. This is an absolute rebuild. If we cut out all of road patrol.
Gosh. Yeah, that was a little bit more drastic than I thought. And again, this is why we need to have that conversation. Again, if anybody out there has any ideas, wants to express their opinion, Tuesday, April 5th at the Isabella Commission on Aging is the place to do so. And again, you want to, whether they're on your side or not, Chief Sawyer, you want them there to, you know, discuss their views. And like I said, continue to have these conversations about how we can make our community better, because that's the overall goal.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I'm a resident of Isabella County, so my taxes will go up just like anybody else's. And I understand it. It's not fun to pay more money for anything. Think about gas right now, or a gallon of milk, or a meal at a restaurant. You know, I would love to have the prices of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but that's just not reality anymore. And so I guess my feeling is that if that money helps keep my family safe, it's money well spent.
Yeah. And now, so yeah, August ballot, November ballot, you guys will see, but that's what it's all about. Tuesday is, you know, talking with people, talking with the commissioners, saying, hey, this is something we think people want to see on the ballot. And I think people will come out Tuesday and kind of support that as well. Cause there was so many other things on the ballot that you guys got that got thrown in with. I think when people see public safety, it might change your mind a little bit. And again, I'm starting to throw a little of my opinion in here. This is Mid-Michigan Matters. You know, it's a podcast. You know, what Buck 92, my 104.3 doesn't, you know, condone anything I'm even saying. But like I said, we're just having the conversations that people need to have here.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, we're sitting in my office on Good Friday, March 29th, right? Just some friends having a conversation. And I think honest conversation you know, is important. And if we don't have honest conversation, then what's the point of anything that we
do? Yep. And again, I'm going to go back to you pointed it out. If this stuff is not able to go through by the time the next budget year comes around, there's going to be two guys left on the road, and that's going to leave a whole lot of empty sheriff's vehicles, even, I guess, too, that, you know, have already been budgeted for and paid for, kind of, too.
Sure. Absolutely. And again, it goes back to it's not an easy decision. I totally understand that. I would not want to be in the shoes of any of those commissioners right now. However, I think that there's a lot of questions. I mean, one of the questions would be, and I think probably the failure of the last millage is the question about just signing a blank check. I think I think 5,000 plus voters in Isabella County said, hey, we don't feel comfortable just signing a blank check that we're not sure exactly what it's going to go to. I think if you say, hey, this is a law enforcement only millage, it's only going to go for law enforcement, it's only going to go for road patrol, I think that people would say, wow, I would support that, because I don't know anybody, honestly, other than probably criminals, who wouldn't support having police on the road.
Yep. And you're talking to a dipstick back in the day who, if I would have found this, I would have been like, oh boy, you know, we're going to get in even more trouble. And then you'd be catching me because the neighbor was there with a photographic memory and I was a moron. Yep. But that's a podcast for another day. And so I'm going to kind of move on from that again. That's Tuesday, April 5th. I'm going to be talking with yourself and Sheriff Mann again a little bit later in April, because, like I said, the millage is something that, again, I'll say myself, that we should have been talking about this for an entire year leading up to things, to kind of talk about what was on there to inform the people. And I'm going to try and do a better job of that in the future. That's why I want to have these discussions with you guys. I want to, if I wasn't on vacay, I might be there, you know, next Tuesday as well, but want to continue to have these discussions to try and inform the people what's out there. And
I think you hit the nail right on the head, right? Was that I think information is power. And I understand that it is the responsibility of the people to be informed about what's going on. I mean, that we hear that all the time when people come and they'll speed through town and they'll go, I guess I didn't know what the speed limit was. Well, it's kind of your responsibility if you're in a car to know what the speed limit is where you're driving. But I think that the county overall, I think they would agree that they could do a much better job at promoting this and informing people of what exactly these monies are going towards.
And, you know, when we also live in an area, just your guys' resources are getting limited. We have limited, you know, I always say that, you know, 9 and 10 News, WNEM, Wood TV, they're all too far away from us to be our local news source subs. And so that's where, you know, we got to come in as that local radio station as well and help people get that word out. And so that's something that myself and Sean Powers kind of talked about. Like, you know what, man, next time something like this comes around, we need to be on, you know, all of us need to be on top of it to kind of get that word out there to the people. And, you know, people can or can't listen to this. That's the other problem too. But if we put that people information out there for people that, I said, I like how you brought up blank check. And again, not trying to hate on anybody, but I think a lot of people were like, well, all right, my taxes are going to go up X amount, but I don't really know a whole lot of what's behind it. And so when people see this next one and it's all for public safety and stuff like that, I think, all right, I know exactly where these funds are going to go to.
And I think that there was a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation that was put out. We all saw the signs that said 38%, you know, which in essence is true, but it's not like my individual taxes are going up 38%. Your individual taxes, that's not true, because if that was the case, you'd go, holy cow, yeah, I'm going to vote no on this because of my tax. I don't want my taxes to go up by, you know, 33% of what I pay right now. Not true. I also heard people who I know and trust, they thought that they were going to put a pool in the jail, the aquatic center. They thought that was going to be in the jail. And I said, no, that's something totally different. Again, it goes back to knowledge and your ability to gain knowledge, but also for the knowledge to be readily available. You know, I think that there's some of that stuff that goes with millages and budgets and things like that. And I've got a college degree and I look at it and go, I have no idea what this means at all. And so I have to have something that's dumbed down a little bit that I can look at and say, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I understand that. I think that's just going to be key for this next one. And it's going to require the community to get behind it. It's not just going to be 104.3 and Buck 92, you guys just jumping on the radio. It's going to be people that are willing to get behind this and help make a grassroots movement so that people are educated.
Yeah, it's people coming out next Tuesday, April 5th, for this discussion. That's what it's really going to take in the future. Like I said, and the more people that come out, no matter, you know, where these votes go, the more discussion that is had, I think the better our community is going to be in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah, but now let's slide into something completely different here. Maple Syrup Festival, baby, coming right up. Right. We're about a month away, the last full weekend in April every year, and kind of talk about that a couple minutes. How excited are you, and how ready are you?
I am so excited about Maple Syrup Festival. No, Maple Syrup Festival, I love to see all the people here. I love to see all the people having fun. For us at a police level, it's going to be we average about between 115 and 120 hours of work that week. So I always hear people say, well, why don't you take Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday off and then just work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Well, stuff still happens Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it requires a lot of effort, a lot of planning. We start planning typically early fall for the Maple Syrup Festival in April because there's so many working parts that go to it. I don't think people truly understand. I mean, we're a village of, about 1,100 people or so, and we'll get 20,000 people into a village that can contain 1,100 people, which just, that just doesn't bode super well when it comes to parking and things like that. And so it requires a lot of patience on our part and our visitors' part.
Yeah, and people have never been, I'm trying to think of how to describe the atmosphere. It's, if anybody's ever been up to Irish Festival, it's a little bit similar like Irish Festival Saturday is, but it kind of goes for a couple more days. It is just a town full of people. They're all in a good mood. Spring is on the horizon. Everybody's smashing pancakes. Everybody gets a little bit tired towards the end of the weekend as well, but it's just a great time. But for you, the thing you want to stress is you're going to do a good job making sure everybody is safe, but that's not only up to you, is it?
No, absolutely. There's a couple things that we ask of people. We ask for patience, obviously. I mean, the past couple years, there's been traffic that's backed out from the middle of town all the way out to the highway. That's not fun. I'm reading people's posts on social media that are coming back from the south, from Florida and places like that, and they're stuck in traffic jams. And, I went 3 miles in 2 hours, and it's not that bad, but it's definitely busy. And so we ask for that. We ask just for people that come into town to be respectful. We've got residents who live here 365 days a year. And so if you decide to throw your cigarette ashes or your wrappers or your plates of pancakes that your kids didn't want to eat in somebody's yard or overstuffed trash cans and they go flying all over town, somebody's got to clean that up. And so we just ask for some respect, for the village overall and respect for the fact. I mean, I've heard many people say, well, I didn't think the laws applies or the ordinances applied during Maple Syrup Festival. I said, no, that's chaos. That's absolute chaos. I get that people want to get the hot deal on like the frying pan or the pair of jeans at the yard sale. It doesn't mean that you can like go opposite traffic and park on the wrong side of the road and just do whatever you want. We just ask that you use some common sense, which helps overall for everybody. And in the end, it just boils down to safety. We have cars sometimes that they can't find a parking spot, and so they park in somebody's driveway, or they park in front of a fire hydrant, or they park in a no parking zone. Well, those are all there for safety purposes.
Those rules still apply during Maple Syrup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Overall, it's going to be a good experience. We hope and pray every year for good weather because good weather, helps bring people out. I know that I've heard horror stories of years when there was snow and all that kind of stuff, and that just really puts a damper on having some pancakes when there's a foot of snow outside.
All right, now last question here. Do you have a favorite part of maple syrup that you are able to enjoy as, chief?
A favorite part of maple? So I really, even though it's one of the most busy areas, I love seeing our kids down at the Midway, having fun on the rides, eating a bunch of sugar and candy and running around like chickens with their head cut off. I really do enjoy seeing our kids have fun. And I think overall, it's neat to see people just having fun. And that's something that I have to remind myself because, we're super excited about Maple Syrup Festival on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And then when it gets to be about Friday afternoon or Friday evening, our excitement starts to go down quickly. And by the time we get to about Saturday or so, our patience is super, super low. And so I have to always remind myself that there's a bigger issue. And sometimes it's just seeing those kids just laughing and having fun and riding rides and getting their faces painted and doing all that kind of stuff that re-centers us and refocus us because we're human too, right?
Yep.
I mean, you start working 115 hours a week. It's like you just don't want to deal with people anymore.
And so that's, if you ever get in like a rough mood, you just go take a walk through the Midway, you end up being all right. And my favorite part is what happens to the school. You know, the school is completely transformed. The middle school's craft show, you know, the craft show all over. And then you've got that line of people for the pancakes. I just think it's so cool. And I guess, you know, bless my heart, Sean, sorry, last few years, you know, we go do some stuff on Facebook Live, so we get to skip the line. And so just kind of walking by that line now,
well,
I guess,
you know. And I can't deny that once or twice, maybe I just kind of skirted around the line and went through the kitchen and said, hey, can you get me a couple pancakes? We always make sure we take pancakes up to the dispatchers at Isabella County Central Dispatch, usually on Saturday morning, because we appreciate what they do for us. And it's a lot of work because we will have probably, I would say, anywhere between 120 to mid hundreds of calls of some sort, whether it's a parking complaint, whether it's a speeding complaint, whether it's a missing child complaint, whether it's a fight complaint. We have all those. And so our dispatchers are pretty darn busy when it comes.
They're pumping those hours that week,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And if nobody's ever had the whole hog sausage, it is something special. You got to come check it out. But Chief Sawyer, thanks so much for joining me to talk about, you know, the millage stuff coming up for, you know, public safety, hopefully, and also a little bit about maple syrup too.
Yeah, we need to do that. You and I have talked about doing this. We need to have some time when it's just
a generic podcast,
fun, just, you know, fun and light, and
we finally started the jukebox of nonsense where it's me, Sean, Joe, and Liz. And so it needs to be something just similar like that, where we each kind of come with a topic each day, and I bet you we'd get, you know, a couple other people that people would listen to enjoy
80s
on here as well.
Movies or something, you know. Something that's just fun, you know?
We'll have to get Bob to clear another half hour for me to come into Shepherd a week so I can sit down with you for a podcast.
I'll put in the good word with Bob and see what we can do.
All right, Chief Sawyer, thanks so much. We appreciate
it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mid-Michigan Matters. While you're here, feel free to browse earlier episodes or other podcast programs on our platform. Listen to what you will and spread the word. Thanks again for listening.